Welcome to lesson number 3, define what done looks like. Now, most of the tasks that people keep on their next action list, project list, to-do list are undoable. Or in David Allen's words, they are amorphous blobs of undoability. Right? They're a bunch of commitments with no clear vision of what being done actually looks like. And that's a huge problem. Your brain, it's naturally designed to help you figure out how to do things, but only if you know what the endpoint is, if you know what the outcome is, if you know what it looks like, right? If you've got a vision of what specifically it is that you're looking to do. For example, right? Imagine two different task lists with the same endpoint, right? The first one sounds like this: groceries, study, emails, article. The second one sounds like this: get groceries at Trader Joe's this afternoon. Look at your usual grocery list. Study for algebra test at library from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. tonight. Respond to all work emails in priority inbox. Write at least 500 words for new productivity article. Right? Same idea, same vision for both lists, but think about this. Which one are you more likely to get done? Right? When you look at groceries on your list, there's nothing specific there. It doesn't tell you when or what or how or what the endpoint looks like. It doesn't tell you what being done looks like. As compared to get groceries at Trader Joe's this afternoon and reference usual grocery list. Now you know exactly what you need to do. You know exactly where you got to go. You know exactly what you need to get. Right? Or take the second item, study. Study for what? Right? Look at the more specific version of that. Study for algebra test at library from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Boom. Right? So the first list includes a bunch of stuff, but nothing more. There aren't any action words. There's no specificity. Right? Sure, seeing the word study might trigger your mind to study, but for how long? Where? When? And for what? But the second list includes a clear, specific, actionable set of tasks. You know exactly what needs to happen. You know when you're going to be doing it. You know exactly what done looks like. Everything that you're working on should have a very clear stopping point, a point where you know that you're actually finished, when you know you're done. If you don't know what that point looks like, well, you're going to find it very difficult to make any progress at all. So, here is an actionable insight for you from this lesson. Now, when you're having trouble making progress on your tasks, first clarify what being done looks like. And the simplest way to do that is to ask yourself, how will I know when I'm done? Or, what does done look like? Now, the most useful way to get clear about what done looks like is to include clear outcomes on your lists. Write 500 words, study for 90 minutes, complete 5 slides for the new presentation. And another useful strategy is to incorporate action words into your lists. Handle emails, drive to the store, call so-and-so, right? Verbs, action words. You want to trigger your mind to take action, to do, because that's the only way you're going to get it done, is to start doing it. So take a look at the worksheet and the exercise for this lesson, if you would please, and complete that, and then we'll build upon it in our next lesson, during which we're going to be discussing in detail, this time, the 5-step framework for GTD.